We are getting our first look at a detention facility overcrowded with children on the U.S.-Mexico border. Yesterday, journalists were allowed inside a temporary tent structure in Donna, Texas. It's supposed to hold 250 people, but right now, more than 4,000 people are crammed inside. Many are children, traveling alone. They're supposed to be processed there before going to a government-run shelter and then eventually united with a family member. Joining us now is Democratic Congressman Vicente Gonzalez of Texas. He represents a district near the border. Congressman, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
You recently called President Biden's immigration policies catastrophic. So when you see these latest images from Texas, what are you thinking?
Yeah, well, let me clear that up. I didn't call his immigration plan catastrophic. I called the fact that people were coming across the border, processed and released in the middle of a pandemic within my community, potentially catastrophic. Overall, I think his plan is a good immigration plan and certainly much better than what we had in the past administration. Obviously, the Biden administration is dealing with this in a very humane, compassionate way. But clearly, this administration has their hands full. And at the same time, we're in the middle of a pandemic. And I think the pressure they're on under the circumstances, they've done quite a job. But there's still much more that can be done, and what I'm trying to do is have ideas that are solutions to what's happening. What's happening on our southern border is nothing more than a result of our broken immigration system.
The administration is trying to fix this. They've started housing some migrants in hotels. As you know, some children have been moved to convention centers in Dallas and in San Diego. Is that working? Is that a good solution to this problem?
I think it's a temporary solution, and it's a way to process them as fast as possible and with the intention of getting them into the homes of their family members as fast as possible.
So let's get to some of the other potential solutions here. What should the president be doing to solve this problem?
First of all, we have to have a very clear message to Central America that it's not safe to make this 2,000-mile trek, and we should have a system in place where people can ask for asylum in a safe way, in a safe zone, in their home country or their neighboring country, and create much like the camps that we see on our southern border here within my district, these tent facilities. We should have facilities like that in southern Mexico, in Guatemala, in Honduras, and along the way for people to check in, register, and try to have an expedited asylum hearing. And if they qualify, they should be able to get on a plane and fly into the United States. And we need to have a holistic approach to our immigration system. We need to have a robust guest worker program alongside with people asking for asylum. And we need to find ways for people who are here already to be able to have some kind of legal status.
So you're calling for migrants' asylum applications to be processed in their home country. That is something the Biden administration has said it's working on and trying to revive. But we also know that the president has tapped Vice President Kamala Harris with addressing the root cause of migration from Central American countries.
That's right.
The U.S. has been sending money to those countries for years with questionable results. What will be different this time? How would that work?
What I hope will be different this time, that those investments just don't go to NGOs or governmental entities in those countries, and the money ends up being squandered and not invested properly. My idea is to invest in areas where people are likely to migrate from. If you take Guatemala, for example, people don't migrate from all over the country. They migrate from certain pockets within the country. And we need to have a surgical approach and go into those areas and figure out what we can do to create stability on the ground and to have permanent investments that create employment and create conditions for people to want to stay in their home country.
Do you think the White House was caught off guard?
Well, I don't think that this was plan A for them, that they were going to have this massive surge coming from Central America. But this is what I say, the unintended consequence of having a compassionate human being in the White House. It sends a message without them sending the message that, hey, we no longer have this hateful anti-immigrant president in the White House. We are now welcome to go. But I think that their communication has been a lot more firm in telling people, hey, hold off, stay home. We're going to figure a way to do this properly. And I think that's what you're seeing. Now, it's not going to be a flip of a switch. This can't be done overnight. But I do think that in the first 6 months of the Biden administration, you're going to see them have this totally under control.
Well, plus, you know, Republicans are not going to miss this opportunity and haven't missed this opportunity to pile on the president for what's been happening at the border. Do you think everything that's happened since he's taken office will be a liability for your party in next year's midterms and perhaps later in 2024?
I think people have a very clear view of what's happening. Now, I had 18 or 19 Republican senators show up to my district last week to rant and rave about what's happening on the border. And my question to them is, where were you in 2019 when kids were being ripped off mothers' arms and caged and families were divided? They all of a sudden had this softened heart to show up and criticize the border. Why weren't they doing it at the time? And what I've told folks, don't show up to my border without solutions. That certainly is not helpful to the American people.
Vicente Gonzalez, a Democrat representing a district along the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas. Congressman, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.